Why? Because I already know you. You know, we've been together for over a month. It's already past ad drop date, so too late for you. So I wasn't taking that much of a risk. It was just stretching. And it was important for me to, I mean, it really is personally important for me to do it, because it does stretch me and get me more in touch with my humanity. Or for example, let's say you want to start an exercise regime. You realize how important it is. You read the research. You're exposed to that research. You see it really has an important effect. And you start exercising. Well, if you haven't exercised for 5 years and you go out and start running, you know, 8 miles a day, that's a problem. You're overstretching. You'll probably get injured. If you continue sitting in front of the TV or playing Game Boy, that's also not good for change. That's the comfort zone, perhaps, not good. Stretch would be, okay, so let me start brisk walking for, you know, 2 miles a day and then build it up gradually. Stretch myself, but not too much. Or if you think about starting to give lectures to others, paying it forward, in positive psychology or biology or whatever your topic is, and you get anxious in front of an audience, you don't start giving a lecture in Sandra's Theater. You know, you start initially with your friends, teammates. This is how I started, with my squash teammates. I gave the first lecture to, and then I gave it to my family. Gradually, out of the comfort zone, a little bit of a stretch, and then build it over time. This is the healthful way of approaching change. Sometimes, though, we have to go to the panic zone.